You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The big story was from the Astros game where the little girl got hit by the ball. And I don't understand this. Maybe you can explain it to me. Why this netting thing hasn't happened a long time ago.
Right.
That's scary down there.
Yes.
And you had to pay attention the whole time. And I'm an adult, and if a ball had been hit hard enough, there's no way I could have gotten away from it, or a bat thrown in there.
How about you keep everyone safe when they go to a leisure event? You know, like a sports and leisure event? How about everybody safe? Mike D'Antoni and the Rockets have broken off contract extension talks.
Yeah, but he's coaching next year. He's under contract for next year. And I heard Barry and Joel talking about this a little bit while I was driving in. And Joel was saying that you don't want a lame duck coach. I don't know why that has become such a thing in sports.
I'll never understand it.
And I hear people say that all the time. It's like, oh, you don't want a lame duck coach. Well, first off, if he goes out and does a great job next year, he's going to get paid big time. If not here, somewhere else.
More than
lame duck. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. It's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Cody _ Stutes, filling in for AJ today, at Aaron is Blitz, Dad Degenerates 975. Can also text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. And also talked NBA Finals and all kinds of stuff. So go back and get it at podcastarena.com. And we just talked about boobs in the last segment. So there you go. Mostly sports today, which, you know, okay. That happens sometimes. I'm not blaming Cody for that.
It feels like you're blaming me.
I'm more interested that you're a weird.
I'm not that weird.
No, you're a weird. Somebody asked any comment on the D'Antoni story. Yeah, we did that at 4:30, and then when Jerome joined us at 4:45, was it? It's in the 4 o'clock hour. There's plenty of comments.
4:15, and then Jerome joined at 4:30.
All right. So I wanted to get to some of the things that you sent here that you wanted to talk about today, because I think they're interesting. A little sportsy, but that's okay. The early college football lines for the games of the year are out and at the Golden Nugget. And I got to tell you, when I get there Tuesday, I'm probably, not this next Tuesday, the Tuesday after, I'm going to make a trip over there and bet some of these games.
Right?
Some of these numbers are silly.
What was the one that just jumped right off the page at you?
Well, there were several. And first off, Washington State -10 at NRG against Houston. I'm probably going to go Cougar there.
Master versus teacher on that one. Like, you're giving the Cougs 10. Like, by the way, Washington State lost their starting left tackle, their star quarterback, a couple of defensive players. I think their star running back. Like, Wazoo got gutted.
Yeah, and they tend to start slow. That'll be their, I think that's their first game. I may be wrong about that, but UH plays Oklahoma first. Here's another one. Oklahoma's going to be breaking in Jalen Hurts, and they're 27-point favorites.
Oklahoma's going to be breaking in Jalen Hurts and four new starters on the offensive line.
I mean, they're going to win that game, but
yeah.
27 points?
27-point favorites? I'm not buying that.
I don't want my Coug to show here, but Clemson -17.5 against Aggie. That's at Clemson, though. I think that's probably...
It was a two-point game last year.
Yeah, a two-point game at Kyle Field and without Trevor Lawrence playing the whole game. I could see that one getting out of hand.
All that stuff that went off Clemson, though, the whole defensive line graduates, even some of the backups. Graduates or moves on, I guess, however you want to say
they're still pretty good, though. How about this one? LSU -2 against Texas.
You know that opened as -7.
Yeah, I think I might be leaning Texas there.
That's going to be a pick 'em by the time they play that game, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
Give me Texas in that one.
Yeah, I think so too.
The quarterback situation for Texas is so much better than LSU.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I think with Ellinger,
so much better than LSU.
You know, and LSU will play great defense, and you know, I think they'll run the ball well. But Texas can play pretty good defense themselves, and they run the ball pretty well. Here's one I like a lot, even though I think UCLA will be better this year. OU -11. That'll be the second game for OU.
That's the weirdest line of all of them. UCLA? We really giving Chip Kelly that much credit?
I'm not.
No.
I'm on Oklahoma there.
Yeah, give me the Sooners. All they need to win by is 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think I like that one.
Yeah, give me the Sooners.
Auburn -3 against Oregon at Arlington do anything for you?
I like Oregon in that. Mario Cristobal, the Oregon head coach, has built an SEC team out of Oregon. The way he recruits, the way he coaches them up, he's got the best quarterback in that scenario. Auburn has been vastly overrated for many years.
And they lost Stidham, too, which, you know, even though he wasn't all as great as he was supposed to be last year. Georgia -9.5 against Notre Dame on the 21st of September.
What a game early on in the schedule. What a game. Georgia's going to demolish them.
Yeah.
They're going to eat their lunch.
And their children.
Yeah. Yeah. Georgia's running back might win the Heisman this year.
Yeah, Georgia's going to be really, really good.
Shoot, their quarterback might win the Heisman this year, too.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Here's a couple more for you. Aggie -3.5 at home against Auburn.
Give me Aggie on that.
That's on the 21st.
If I can get on that early, give me that all day long.
Yeah, I'm also as much as like I like Texas against LSU. 2 weeks later, -10 against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's never terrible. And
they never will be with Gundy there.
Yeah, I might take Oklahoma State in that one. And Saturday, September 28th, Ohio State -10 against Nebraska. I'm not going to touch that because I still don't know what Ohio State's going to be or Nebraska at this point. So,
Ohio State's like primed to just really stink this year, aren't they?
I think they
quarterback starting for the first time, new head coach.
I could see them taking a step back, but they are pretty. They're still pretty damn talented.
They're loaded, yeah.
And
you're right.
You're Ohio State. They shouldn't regress too much. Let's see what else you had for us here. So you had we talked about the Nets. Okay, so we did talk about that.
Okay.
We did talk about.
You want to do a non-sportsy one?
Absolutely.
It's kind of up your alley. So, sure. I mean, they were kind of playing coy with it on Granato over Heel and Dell this week about where Granato was.
Yeah.
But then John tweeted out where he was, which he was playing a little golf.
Yeah.
At Pebble. Dana was there. So that's pretty good. You know, Dana and some of John's friends were there. Pretty good foursome. So who's the dream poker table for Fred Fowler? Put together your dream poker table. I don't know how many people you want sitting there, but who do you want to, you know, chop it up with at the poker table? Have some fun with.
Are we talking like real poker players, or are we talking about guys that I would want to crush?
This is your dream poker table, Fred. I'm just giving you the scenario.
Well, my table would have...
You get to rub the sports genie lamp. The genie comes out and says, what's your ideal poker table?
We're going
to
be nine-handed, so...
Okay, so we got a
Aaron,
lot of...
keep track of the eight here.
A lot of folks here.
We'll start with poker pros that I would like to play with.
Okay.
And a couple of them I have played with, but I never really gotten a hand with. But Helmuth.
Okay.
Daniel Negreanu. Phil Ivey. And let's throw Dale Brunson in there because he's old.
Okay, all right.
And then we're going to have four non-poker players.
Okay, so four celebs or other people.
Yeah, guys that I know I'm going to just rake all the chips from that I'll lose to the good players.
Okay.
Bill O'Brien.
Oh!
Bill O'Brien would be an awful poker player. He has no game management skills. He wears his emotions on his sleeve.
You don't think he picked up a couple tricks up there at Brown?
No. For a guy who's allegedly a Well, I guess he's actually an Ivy Leaguer. Come on. He's not the brightest guy I've ever met.
Okay.
Especially in a game like that, which requires actual strategy, which requires reading players, which requires thought process, all the things that he screws up at the end of games. Yeah, I'd love to pound him into the ground.
I don't know. Winning 9 games with Brock Osweiler, you got to be pretty strategic to do that.
No, you don't. Yeah, you just have to be in a really crappy division.
Okay.
So, yes, he would be on my list.
You got 3 more spots.
I want Jeff Luhnow in there because I think he'd be really good.
I think that's a dark horse to finish high in that round of poker.
Yeah, I think he would hold his own with some of the big dogs. See, who else do I want?
2 spots.
2 spots left. I'll put James Harden in there because he would just keep throwing money on the table.
Oh, my
goodness.
Like,
trying to make it rain.
Yes.
And
you could have unlimited rebuys.
Yeah, he'd have unlimited rebuys, and you would just totally win every hand off of him.
Okay.
So
1 spot left. Choose wisely, friend.
1 spot left. I'm going to go with J.J. Watt. Because he's got that aw shucks thing going on. He's going to try to fool everybody. And I bet he's sneaky good because, you know, he's got the whole no frills cabin with an elevator. He's got, you know, he's a bluffer.
Okay.
He's a All bluffer.
Right. How many aw shucks guys have you sat down with that ended up just
a bunch
smoking fools?
Yeah. One of my favorite things that I used to do when I go play a new home game and nobody really knew me, I'd bring one of those little cards that shows you what beats what.
Oh, no, didn't.
And put it out in front of me.
No, you didn't.
And act like I knew absolutely nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I'd have my cards and then the flop would come out and I'd look at the card and I'd kind of run my finger down it and stuff like that. And it worked for a while.
Oh, my gosh. Finally,
well, what? The idea is to try to throw people off. But, yeah, that would be just off the top of my head. I'd like that because I wouldn't mind having Dana there, frankly, because Dana's a fun dude. He'd be fun to play with.
Yeah.
But, you know, just off the top of my head, I'd want 4 poker pros and 4 other guys.
There you go.
832 brings up a good point. No eye candy. Yeah, maybe. See, I'm trying to think. All right, Maria Ho could play is one of the pros. We'll get rid of Dolly Brunson because he's old.
Okay.
And bring in Maria Ho. How's that? Does that work for everybody?
Fred likes hoes. You heard it here first.
That's not nice. She's a terrific commentator. I can't believe you would say such a thing about such a fine person. Just happens to be her last name.
I didn't go like that golf analyst. Did you hear that story?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay. Can we talk about that when we come back? Because
you bet we can.
I don't know that I'm going to have the most popular opinion on this.
Okay. I can't wait.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And now,
you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll maybe squeeze in a call in a minute, but first we want to talk about Hank Haney's comments. Now, I guess he has his own radio show, is that correct?
On Sirius XM.
Okay. And so this is what this was on?
Yes.
All right. How long is the audio here?
35 seconds, 45 all right. seconds.
Let's hear it.
74th okay. U.S. Women's Open.
I'm going to predict a Korean. Okay.
That's a pretty safe bet. Pretty
That's
safe
gonna
bet.
That's going to be my prediction.
Okay. What is your prediction?
I couldn't name you 6 players on the LPGA Tour.
Yeah.
Nah, maybe yeah. I could. I don't know. I'd go with Lee. If I didn't have to name a first name, I'd get a bunch of them right. But
you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got 6
Thompson.
Lees.
Honestly, Michelle Wee's hurt. I mean, she's not. Yeah. You know, I don't know many. But
okay, I have 2 questions here before we dive into this. Is this a golf show that he does?
Yes, I believe so.
I would assume. I would hope so.
Okay, so. Basically, he doesn't know anything about the LPGA and does a golf show. That's okay. I don't think people are tuning in for LPGA stuff. All right, let's go to the first part of this where he predicted a Korean would win. And Cody's over here cringing.
No, I'm not. Cringing's maybe not the right word. No,
or just making a weird face.
Okay.
Which goes along with your entire weird demeanor today. But can I just throw out a fact for you?
Like sure.
A fact? Of the last 11 U.S. Women's Opens, 7 of them have been won by South Koreans. So before we get all offended, is that really an offensive prediction? If you're right, almost 70% of the time.
If a gambling guru like RJ says that, that's not racist. That's playing the numbers.
Exactly. And, of course, last year was Thailand. But before last year, let's draw a line through last year. 7 out of 10. 70%. Because I don't know where Thailand came from there. So why are people offended by that he said a Korean would win? That's the same as what when you say a marathoner, oh, it's going to be the guy from Kenya is going to win. People say that all the time. You're on a radio show. It's okay to, for me, it's okay to push the envelope a little bit. I don't really find that part of it offensive at all.
3 of the top 10 female golfers in the world rankings are Korean.
Okay. So why are you over there cringing?
I think it was his tone. And then I think going to the last name maybe was where he kind of got out of it, out of bounds in some people's eyes. Now, the second best player in the world, her last name is Lee, according to the rankings. She's from Australia, though, not Korean. In fact, there's only 3 Lees in the top 50. So I think that's where people were probably upset because he's generalizing Lee as a Korean last name.
Okay, we used to have a Korean producer here whose last name was,
Was it Jong Lee?
Yeah. Kelly in Clear Lake says a better question is how the hell is there actually a golf radio show? Fair. I think this is just we're all
people trying to get offended. Is that what you're going with?
Well, people look for excuses to get offended now. They'll find anything offensive. And in this case, yeah, was he trying to be funny? Yeah. I don't get mad at people for trying to be funny and failing at it. Maybe he crossed the line. I don't know. I don't think it's silly to say, oh, it's going to be a Korean. I mean, we joke about stuff like that all the time on this show. I guarantee you.
You probably know this, but a lot of people don't. Of the last 10 years of the NHL draft, what percentage of the very first overall pick was Canadian?
Well, McDavid was Canadian. Matthews, American. Last year was... Heischer was from Lithuania. How is it that I know all these number one?
I'm actually really impressed by this.
Impressed that you're going on. So 60%. If you go from 2008 to 2018,
okay. Yeah.
6 of the 10 number one picks overall were Canadian. If you said the next one is going to be Canadian, nobody's getting mad at that.
Except the problem is the next number one pick is going to be Merkin.
Is he?
Yeah, Jack Hughes. He's like the next superstar. It's either him or the Finnish kid's going to go second. He's really good, too. So, yeah, no Canadians in the top 2 this year. I can guarantee you that.
I think there's maybe an element, too, of Canadians are maybe not a underrepresented and made fun of race or nationality.
This is making fun of Koreans.
I don't know. More people are making fun of Koreans than Canadians, though.
I don't know, man. I get what you were trying to do there, Aaron, and you know, nice. And you definitely get an E for effort.
If here's the thing, if he was truly just doing a play the odds thing, the tone would have been more serious.
No, but here's the thing: if it's something you don't really follow, and clearly he doesn't,
and he's trying to be entertaining.
And I think that's what pissed people off is here's a guy doing a golf show who doesn't really know anything about the LPGA, and when their big event comes up, he's making fun of it. But yeah, he's trying to be funny. If I don't know something and it comes up, then I'll pretty much joke that I don't know anything about it and try to make a joke about it and move on.
Sure.
Like, you asked me to name the top 3 cricket guys. Guess what I'm probably going to say? They're probably from India. Is that racist?
Well,
I'm asking. I'm not trying to be silly here. I'm asking. Pakistan. They'll either be from India or Pakistan, right?
Probably.
So who the hell is? Yeah, somebody says because a white male said it. I mean, come on. I just think it's too much.
Now you got me Googling best cricket players in the world.
I'm curious, and I bet you I'm pretty close to right. It's got to be Pakistan, right? It's got to be a Pakistani guy. Because they're like, aren't they the best at cricket? I mean, I don't really know.
Man, I had no idea there were so many different things in cricket. My Google machine is not working right now.
832 brings up a good point. You should be how offended by how not funny that guy was. That's true. It wasn't funny in the delivery.
Two of the top three from India.
Okay.
According to, I guess this is the batting rankings. Let's go to the bowling rankings. See, Fred, super racist. Top bowlers are Australian and English.
What the hell? What do you mean bowling?
I don't know. That's a part of cricket.
All I know is that cricket.
Batting and bowling and all right. I don't know.
Well. If you ask me, you get to put a soccer team together, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go find every Brazilian I can find.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because Brazil.
I'd go find me a bunch of French fellas. They just won the World Cup.
Yeah, I know they just won the World Cup, but we're talking about people walking around Houston. I'm going to go over to the Brazilian club and get all the Brazilians.
I'll probably go down and try to find...
The only guys who can play soccer in France are on that team.
That's actually a really good take.
And they were great, but none of them live here in the States. So there you go. I don't know, man. I think people try so hard to be offended these days and just stop.
Okay,
I
have another question about Hank Haney. Do you think because he was so laissez-faire about it being the women's element of the sport that people made a bigger part of the other part of it? Like,
well, I think that's part of it. Is he seemed dismissive of the women's sport, and I think that probably made it like, oh well, that's racist. I just don't think that's racist to say something like that. Now, getting into the Lee name thing, maybe it went too far. I mean, all kidding aside on that, but and tone is everything. I get that, but if people are really pissed off that he said that, I don't know, man. And
Christine Brennan, I guess, writes for USA Today. I feel like you've crossed paths with her maybe in your newspaper time.
Yep, I have. Not a fan.
She was calling for Hank Haney to be fired. I know that doesn't surprise you.
Christine Brennan is a very talented writer.
Ooh.
Who?
Tell me more, Fred.
She is very much about. Okay, how do I put this?
Is she about Team Christine?
Well, yeah, but that's
making sure she's in the news.
She is very much the feminist version of Skip Bayless.
Oh,
she is a hot take writer who will take any women's issue and try to make it bigger than it is. And there's another one at USA Today that does the same thing named Nancy Armour. And the fact that I know who she is tells you that she's the one out there. And listen, there's some times when they write some really good stuff where they do deal with women's issues. But I also think there are times where they just look for anything to be a woman's issue that they stretch it so far that it's what's the word I'm looking for? So I'm going to sound bad. But the reality is, no, I think there's a place for that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, and what they should have been doing was jumping on Baylor when all that stuff was going on and in the gymnastics and actually – diving into that, which they finally did.
Can I update you on the Hank Haney situation?
Tell me.
From our friend Christine Brennan. He's been taken off the air for his comments about the LPGA.
Congratulations, Christine. You got what you wanted. Yeah, Adrian says you're wrong. I just grabbed Glenn Davis to help me pick. Well, that's true. I go to Glenn and say, hey, go get these guys. But wasn't there a male golfer, female golfer, food
show. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
At one point, I'm just asking.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard that.
I think people are too sensitive. But no, getting back to Brennan and Armour, they write about women's issues, but they turn everything into a woman's issue. And that to me ruins all the good work they do, because it's like when you're screaming fire in a theater and then you go scream fire in a restaurant and then you go scream fire in the police station, sooner or later, nobody's going to pay attention to your fire. You're going to say, hey, you know what? You're just going to have to burn down. Scream fire when there's a fire. But I'm sorry, that's an overreaction. It really is. And, you know, yeah, I don't know if the guy's any good at his job. I don't know if he's funny. But should we all be suspended for doing male golf or female golf or food?
I've never done that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, me either, but I'm just saying.
Are people going to be mad at Stephen A. Smith if he doesn't know anything about the WNBA?
Well,
or somebody else who's a basketball, you know what, expert?
And that's a really good parallel, because if Stephen A. came out and said something like, I'm not going to say it. I almost did. But
I was going to say, maybe we just...
The MVP is probably going to be...
Brittany Griner.
Yeah, well, whatever. I was going to make a joke, and I'm not now, because now I'm all sensitive, because then Christine Brennan's going to come after me, and, you know, and I'll get Hank Haney'd. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm safe here. But somebody says LPGA isn't popular. Why is it his fault? That's kind of what I'm getting at. Even if... why is he supposed to know about that? I don't know a damn thing about the LPGA, except Michelle Wee is like the one name I know. I don't know a damn thing about the WNBA, and I'm not going to go learn about it. I know nothing about cricket, and that's where I made my assumption. And guess what? I was right. I don't know, man. Like rugby, I'm probably going to say, you know what? I bet you South Africa is really good at rugby. South African guys and Australians and English.
New Zealand is really good.
New Zealand, yeah. I bet you they're really good at rugby. Am I wrong? It's like, all right, I'm going to go recruit. I want to go recruit all Aussies and New Zealanders and South Africans for my rugby team. I don't know much about rugby, but I know that those guys can probably play. I did go to a rugby match this year when the U.S. played Scotland, I think it was. It was fun. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Wales is the second best country in the world for rugby, according to the world ranking.
Aren't they like England's little bitch?
Don't ask me about England and the United Kingdom and all that stuff. I don't understand how any of that works.
All I know is I'm going to London, and maybe I'll go visit Wales while I'm there, because...
You're not welcome anymore.
Oh, they know. They'll have a sense of humor. The English have a sense of humor. Do you ever watch Monty Python? I mean, those guys, they get it. It's like the really rich ones that don't get it. They're like the royals and those people. They don't have a sense of humor. Every rest of England has a sense of humor. My English friends have a sense of humor. They're funny as hell. Plus, they have great accents. And I'm going to get to hang out with a bunch of English people, because thanks to Big Game Travel, we are going to London for that game against Jacksonville. It's going to be at Wembley Stadium, which is going to be great. And I'm telling you, man, it's easy to say, hey, I'm going to go take a road trip with the team and see him play somebody. Where are you going to go? Jacksonville? Nashville? You can do that any year. You may never get another chance to go to London. And if you've never been, I've never been. I can't wait. So Big Game Travel's got you covered with a nonstop airfare, which is a big deal, 5-star hotel in downtown London, transportation, pep rally, tailgate, game day tickets, so much more. Don't wait till the last minute, because this is going to sell out. Get your $300 deposit down now, because this is a first-class operation. Their attention to detail is amazing. The best flights, the nicest hotel. And the itinerary is going to be set up nice, where you have structured group activities, but you can also have your personal time to go do whatever you want. All you do is show up. They take care of everything for you. You're going to get to hang out with us. More importantly, you get to hang out with AJ, because you guys like him better. Big Game Travel offers a level of service that is unparalleled in the industry. Get in touch with the owners almost anytime, because they personally host the trip. So we're going to get to hang with them too, which I'm looking forward to. All you have to do, and get in there now, visit biggametravel.com for more information. That's biggametravel.com. You need a taste of your own medicine. 'Cause I'm sick to death for swallowing. Watch me take the wheel like you, not feel like you. Act like nothing's real. ESPN 97.5. Are you ready?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Fred Fowler and Cody Stutes today. Boy, this show has flown by.
Good.
We only got one segment left. This is going to be a short one. I'm going to respond to Ashton's tweet, which frankly doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I'm going to do my best to try to answer it.
Okay.
Says, look around. You're in a room full of white guys trying to prove how a white guy cracking jokes about a different culture and gender that's dominating a sport. You're trying to tell people who more than likely aren't white how to feel. You see the irony in that, right? First off, I'm not trying to tell you how to feel. I'm giving you my opinion on it that I don't think it's that bad. You feel however the hell you want about it. If I think you're being oversensitive, I'll tell you. And I hate to break it to you. I'm only half white. And, you know, I deal with a lot of Arab American jokes and have over the years, and I joke right along with it. I don't get offended. And I've been called pretty much every name in the book. I've been detained at airports and threatened to be taken to Guantanamo. And I still keep a sense of humor about things. Maybe the rest of you should do the same damn thing instead of bitching all the time.
What's the worst pronunciation of your last name you've ever heard?
Favor.
What?
I had a football coach call me Favor.
Favor?
Favor, get out there and tackle. I'm like, dude, it's a U, okay? Not Favor.
Oh, their typewriter must have been messed up.
Yeah, I just...
Favor.
Nobody's telling anybody how to feel here, dude. I'm giving you my opinion. You don't like it? I don't really care. It's my opinion. You can have yours. I don't have to like yours. The difference is I have a microphone. And yeah, I think people are being way too sensitive over this. You see the irony in that, don't you? How was that? Is that good?
It's good. I like that.
Thank you.
Well played.
All right. So we should go to break here. We got one segment left.
Just one.
Guess what, though? I did, because we usually do Hoffman on Hollywood. I do Falcon on famous people.
Oh.
So we will have a Falcon on famous people. And just to tease it a little bit, we got some a guy who had to sleep with a director. You got that?
Ooh.
I've got an Emilia Clarke update.
Okay.
And a bunch of other cool stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Think you're the ultimate dad and family man? ESPN 97.5 and Schlitterbahn Galveston want to see if you have what it takes to be the next Mr. Bond. To enter, post the best photo showing why you're the ultimate dad and make sure to hashtag Mr. Bond. That's hashtag MRBAHN. Five finalists will be chosen by our five local shows, and one lucky winner will receive four season passes to Schlitterbahn Galveston. Show us why you deserve to be the next Mr. Bond. I hope your name is James. You see, Bond. James Bond. Yeah? No?
Come on, Hank Haney. You're better than that.
The common pronunciation of my name in the Middle East is Faour.
Oh.
And so we Americanized it when my family came over in like the 20s, I think.
Did you Americanize it or did you Texanize it? Because it's
fire. Yeah, well, it'd be fire, but more like that.
That boy Fred Fire, he talk on the radio, he good.
But everybody else, there are a lot around the world. It's Faour around the rest of the world, just here. So I think they came through New York. I don't know the whole, I really didn't know that side of the family very well, except for my dad, so I don't know all the details, but. All right, let's do Falcon on famous people. Are you familiar with Chris Kattan?
Very familiar with his work from SNL as well as Night at the Roxbury.
Don't find him very funny, but Night at the Roxbury. He says that he had to sleep with director Amy Heckerling.
Oh.
Lorne Michaels basically insisted he do it so that, or else he would not support the film. She came on to him. He said no. Following day, he got a call from Lorne Michaels. He says, Amy doesn't want to direct the film. When I asked why, he began to yell, shouting at me that Paramount would only do the movie if Amy signed on as director. And he said, I wanted to make sure the movie happened. I had to keep Amy happy. And he says, Chris, I'm not saying you have to bleep her, but it wouldn't hurt. So he did. Listen, any female directors out there that insist on me sleeping with him to get Jesus Just Left Chicago made, I'll do it. I'm not going to whine about it either or write about it. Amelia Clark, most famous as, you know what, she looks so different than in real life than she did in Game of Thrones. But she turned down 50 Shades of Grey because she said she didn't want to do more nude scenes after Game of Thrones. And I said, I did it for the character. I didn't do it so some guy could check out my bleeps, for God's sake.
Oh.
So, yeah. So she did not do 50 Shades of Grey.
The movie originally maybe was going to have her and Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah.
That would have been a much more attractive movie.
Yeah, it's not for me either way because it's just not something I'm interested in. Westworld Season 3.
Oh, yes.
Did you see who was in the trailer for that?
Yeah, it didn't even look like a Westworld trailer until the very end. You're like, oh!
Yeah, Aaron Paul. And I, to be honest with you, I have no interest in Season 3 because Season 2 was so bad, but the preview did look pretty good. And finally, we're going to have a Black Widow movie. And that makes little sense to me because, spoiler alert for Endgame, Black Widow died.
It's a prequel.
Great. I don't care. I know how it ends. So I know how she ends. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hey, great job today by Aaron.
Thank you.
Oh. I was getting to you.
Dang!
Cody, you did a great job as well.
Thank you.
When the show flies by and I don't feel like I had to carry you, then you did a great job.
Okay, good.
So, a lot of fun. We will be doing it again next week. We'll have Holly in here with us, too, so that'll be fun. All right, tomorrow, Jermaine and Josh Jordan. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.